Oh, I see. Haven't seen a lot of you. This is the first time in 4 years that we've returned from Thailand.
我们上次见面的时候是四年前哦，所以对好多熟悉的面孔来说，好久不见。
This morning I'm going to speak for a little bit, and then my wife is going to come up and we're going to share about our ministry a little as well.
今天早上的时候呢，我会开始讲道，然后呢，再来由我的亲爱的太太来为我们说话。
We want to thank your church a lot. You've been very faithful supporters of us, and we have a long relationship going back to all the way when we were in college.
当然呢，这个教会对我们来说是非常有感情的，因为我们的这个历史哦，是可以追溯到很久很久以前。
So it's great being back here again.
实在真的好高兴可以回到家里来。
So there was a book that came out in 2006. It was called The Secret.
有一本书呢，在2006年出版，那这个书名叫做《秘密》。
And you might not know it, but in 2006, the secret to life was told to everyone.
你可以想象吗？在2006年的时候呢，这个生命的秘密已经显现给大家看了。
It wasn't a big secret.
其实一点都不是真正的秘密。
This book, explained that this was some secret that had been used by every successful person throughout all of history.
那这本书呢，讲的其实就是说这些成功人士背后的这个经历。
And that secret is positive thinking.
那总的来说呢，他们今天的这个秘密呢，就是正面的思考。
The book said that if you just want something enough, you will get it.
那本书
Go ahead.
Sorry. 这本书基本上就是说，你只要想要什么东西，你想得够急了，这个东西就是你的了。
That if you just want things enough, the universe will bring them to you.
然后呢，如果你很急切的话呢，这整个宇宙呢就会为你而来行动。
That is not true.
这一点都不可能是真的哦。
But there is a secret to the universe that God's word tells us about.
但是呢，这个神在圣经上面呢已经向我们启示了，这的确呢，这生命上面有一个秘密。
So I want to read. We're going to actually be in Proverbs chapter 3 this morning.
今天早上呢，我们要来研读这个箴言的三章。
But I want to read a little bit for you from Proverbs chapter 8.
那首先呢，我们先从这个箴言的第八章开始。
Verses 22 through 31.
从22节到31节。
Because the secret that God's word tells us about was before any of the other parts of creation.
这个从开始讲，就是说从智慧开始呢，就是从创世开始。
So it says in Proverbs 8:22, The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work.The first of his acts of old, ages ago, I was set up at the first before the beginning of the earth. Go ahead, sorry.
22, right? Okay. So, 在耶和华创造的起头，在太初创造万物之先就有了我。
I'll let you read the rest of that section. It's 22 through 31. But it goes on to explain that there is this something that existed before anything else God created.That God used to create everything else.
所以从23节到31节的时候呢，他已经启示给我们了。从一开始亘古创造的时候呢，神就已经把这个秘密启示给我们了。
And that secret, that thing that he used is wisdom.
这个秘密到底是什么呢？其实就是神的智慧。
So many of you probably know that Proverbs is about wisdom.
所以很多人都知道哦，这个箴言这本书讲的就是智慧。
You want one...Big key idea from this morning, it is that true riches come from living God's way.
今天呢，我们主要讲的重点就是说，所有的这个智慧的宝藏就是从神而来。
Some of you are probably very successful in the way that others would look at you.
我知道哦，在座的很多位哦，都是非常成功的人士。那其实对大家来说，你们都是非常有名的人士。
Some of you might be rich, and some of you might not.
有的人当然在财富当中，有的人有多，有的人有少。
But true riches come from living God's way.
那真正的财富呢，事实上是活着一个合神心意的生活。
And the other side of that is that is why you should want wisdom.
这是为什么呢？我们需要智慧。
So we're going to be looking in Proverbs chapter 3, starting in verse 13.
所以我们现在要回到这个箴言的第三章第十三节。
It says,in verse 13, blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding.
就这里说到得智慧得聪明的这人变为有福。
And that Hebrew word wisdom, is chokmah.
在希伯来语当中哦，这个智慧这句话就是 Hikma。
I don't know about in Chinese, but English word wisdom has an idea that is having to do with kind of like a deep knowledge.
所以基本上对英文来说哦，这中文我当然不是特别清楚，但是对英文来说呢，就是在讲的是一个非常有领悟力的了解。
But the Hebrew word has more the idea of skill in doing something.
那在希伯来原文当中呢，就是其实这个当中哦是有技巧的。
The word is used in the later chapters of Exodus when they are building the tabernacle.
这个在之后呢，他们在建造约柜的时候呢，就使用了这样的智慧。
And it calls for people who have chokmah or skill in stoneworking and metalworking.And all kinds of things like that.
那所以在建造约柜的时候呢，他们其实是呼召了很多在很多地方、很多领域上面有专业技巧的人来为神使用。
And that's why a lot of times when we read wisdom literature and we see this word, people say it means skill at living.
所以很多时候呢，我们在圣经上面所提到的真正的智慧呢，其实是提到有一个技巧在里头，也有在技术，还有知识在里头。
And I would add that in the Bible, it is skill at living life the way God intended it to be lived.
我更要说呢，其实这样的智慧呢，是来自一个合乎神心意的生活方式。
And so the question is, then, what are true riches?
所以呢，在这边我们要讨论说，什么叫做真正的财富？
In this passage, paints a picture for us of what true riches are.
那在这边的经节当中呢，其实已经把这个真正的奥秘呢，告诉了我们。
And so my task as a speaker is a little bit difficult in a passage like this.
所以对我来这个讲者来说，这些很多时候的在其中的秘密呢，事实上是一言难尽的。
Because I can tell you information, but what this passage wants to do is to make you want to have wisdom.
这对我来说呢，我可以告诉，我可以提供我所有所能够了解的知识哦。但是呢，这个最重要的目的呢，是希望你们会有这样的饥渴，来想要研读神的话。
And it says that for us, especially in these first section of verses 13 to 18, it gives us what the value of wisdom is to us.
所以呢，从13节到18节当中呢，他讲到这个智慧的价值。
It says that it's better than gold or silver or money of any kind.
所以呢，这个价值呢，事实上是超过于金金或者是银子的。
But what it does give to us are things like long life and peace and pleasantness and easy sleep.
所以对我们来说呢，这样的价值呢，不只是只有在这物质上面而已，它是远超过那一些的哦。它是让我们在有长寿啦，有好的生命，还有最重要的是能够让我们晚上可以安然入睡。
It basically says to us that.You might have money, but that does not mean you have happiness.
简单来说呢，就是说你可能会有一些的金钱，有一些的财富，但是呢，并不代表你就是有快乐。
It doesn't mean that you have peace.
也更不代表说你有平安。
And the word that's used here is the Hebrew word shalom, which maybe you've heard.
对，所以这个平安在这里用到的呢，是我们常常听到的这个字叫做 shalom， 是在希伯来文中。代表的是平安的意思。
Again, English, peace means to stop fighting.
那在英文当中呢，这个平安的意思呢，就是别吵了，别再征战了。
But the Hebrew word shalom is a little bit different.
那但是呢，在希伯来文的原文当中呢，这个意思哦，还有更进一步的解释。
It means to be complete or to have something, not to lack something.
所以这个原文的意思呢，基本上就是有一个丰满的生命，有一个完全的生命。
And so the picture that this passage paints for us is one where you are full of life and peace.
基本上呢，就是有这样有智慧的生命呢，就是有一个完全的生命，还有一个丰满的生命。
In verses 16 through 18, it says, "Long life is in her right hand; in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace."She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her, and those who hold her fast are called blessed.
从16节到18节说到，智慧右手有长寿，左手有富贵，智慧的道是安乐的，智慧的道路是全是平安。他与持守他的做生命树， 持定他的，俱各有福。
So, this text in Proverbs basically says that, by living wisely, you receive the kind of life that God wants you to have.
所以基本上呢，如果能够真的把这样的生活能够在生命当中实践出来的时候呢，我们就会有了丰满的生命。
So it explains to us what wisdom's value is to us living and what we receive from it.
所以基本上讲来说，就是在这当中的智慧呢，这是我们所应该要接受的，也是我们所去到要寻求的。
But the next section in verses 19 through 20 tell us wisdom's value to God.
所以在19节到20节当中呢，他讲到这个对神来说，这个智慧的价值在哪里。
And this is what we saw in Proverbs chapter 8.
那当然这就回应到了我们第八章。
In 3:19 through 20, it says, The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew.
所以在19节跟20节讲到，耶和华以智慧立地，以聪明定天，以知识使深渊裂开，使天空滴下甘露。
And then the final section is wisdom's value for the future.
那当然在最后面的这些经节当中讲到的是这个智慧对我们未来的期望。
And I say this because there's a little thing right at the beginning of verse 21 that shows up a lot through the first 9 chapters of Proverbs.
对，所以就是在21节当中我们就会看到它其中的精髓。
It says, my son.
他说到我儿。
Yeah, the first 9 chapters of Proverbs are not one sentence sayings like the rest of the book.
所以这样子的称呼基本上是非常独特的。
But they are instructions from a father to a son on how to live God's way.
就好像一个父亲哦，谆谆的谆谆教诲他自己的孩子一样。
And in this section, you see many other things that the father is encouraging the son that if he lives wisely, this is what his life will look like.
就在这个过程当中呢，就像一个爱孩子的父亲一样，一遍又一遍的告诉孩子这个智慧的重要。
Says things like you will walk without tripping or falling.
就是就是这样的期待哦，就是在你如果能够有这样的智慧的生活的话呢，你就不致失足。
You will not be afraid if something sudden and unexpected and bad happens.
那如果突然有的这种灾难，你也不至于惧怕。
But God will be your confidence.
因为神是你的靠山。
And the beginning of the book of Proverbs, it says who wisdom is for in chapter 1, verses 1 through 7.
所以呢，在从一开始的时候呢，从第一章到第七章，他还讲到说，就是这个智慧是为 这本智慧的书在为谁写
？It says it's for those who lack understanding, for youth, but also for those who are old and maybe already wise.
所以呢，这不是只有单单给年轻人，还有这些不经世事的小孩子们而已哦。其实也很多时候也是给我们这些年长的，或者是生命当中有许多经历的人。
You're never too old to learn God's wisdom.
在这个智慧面前哦，我们永远不显老。
You're never too old to learn more of it.
那更多的时候呢，我们真的要是努力的向前哦。
And you're never too old to pass it on to the next generation, to your children.
那在这样子智慧的传承当中呢，我们永远不显老。
Or your grandchildren.
或者是你的不只是儿女这一代而已哦，还有这些孙子辈的下一代。
So maybe you are here today and you have earthly riches.
当然呢，我知道在座的各位呢，很多人都是在世上有许多的财宝。
But you don't feel peace.
但是在你的内心当中，是不是真的有这样的平安在里头
？Or maybe you feel afraid when things happen.
会不会有些时候会有一些的担心，担心有一些意外的事情会发生呢
？This encourages you to seek wisdom and to learn wisdom.
我希望呢，借着这样的经节，能够对你的生命当中有特别的激励。
And so I just encourage you today, I can only teach you facts, but God's word can teach you wisdom.
那我来这边呢，可以跟大家传授一些知识哦，但是呢，这真正的智慧要从神自己而来。
Not only to live, but to speak into the lives of others.
那不是只我们自己过得好而已哦，更要把这样的生命传递给其他的人。
I want to go to the book of James because it tells us something about wisdom as well.
那现在我们翻到这个雅各书，雅各书当中呢，其实有讲到智慧的部分。
And it says in James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, talks about wisdom.
在雅各书三章哦，13到18节也是同样在讲到智慧。
It says wisdom is known by its results.
那这个在我们所行出来的这个生活的我们的行事为人当中可以看到我们的智慧。
It says, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his work in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reasons, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
所以这是从第十三节到第十八节当中，他讲到说，你们中间谁有智慧，谁有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们的心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话来抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情欲的，属魔鬼的。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。
So this passage in James basically tells us that wisdom is known by what goes on around you.
所以呢，在这边讲到说，这个智慧的果效呢，其实是在看在我们的环境当中可以显现。
When you look around you in your relationships, in your family, in your workplace, do you create peace?
所以呢，在我们的环境当中呢，在不管是在我们跟家人的相处上面，在同事，在身边其他的人当中呢，在我们跟他们相处当中，我们是一个和平的使者吗？
Or is your life and relationships characterized by arguments and jealousy and everything that is not peace?
还是呢，这个和平之外的东西哦，就是比如有纷争啊，有嫉妒啊，有争竞。
So that is how you can know if you are living wisely.
所以呢，这样子其实就是一个这个和平是不是有能够过着有和平生活的果效。
There are so many more things I wish I could say about wisdom this morning.
我真是希望我能够把这些道理给说透哦。
But it would be unwise for me to take too much more time.
但是呢，我们这个就因为时间的紧迫哦，所以我要加紧速度。
So the best thing I can encourage you to do is to read God's wisdom in His Word.
我真的是很真诚的希望弟兄姊妹能够花一些时间在我们神的话语上面。
To seek out His peace and wholeness in your life.
真正来寻求呢，这个在从神所命定的这个丰满的生命。
No matter how old or young you are, to learn to live rightly God's way.
不管是在这个您的年纪在什么样的在什么样的阶段哦，但是我们都希望你能够真实的活到这个神所给我们丰富的生命。
That does not mean that everything will always work out for you.
那当然了，我们也不能够祈求是事事顺心哦。
Proverbs is a book that gives us wisdom and what its results usually look like.
当然了，在这个箴言的书上所说的这个智慧啊，它是一个最完美的状态了。
But Ecclesiastes is another wisdom book that I did my doctoral work on. Ecclesiastes.
Yeah. 我的中文还是是传道书在传。
Okay.
对不起，我断线了。在传道书上也同样是讲到这个智慧的道。
And it gives us wisdom for living in a world that is broken by sin.
那当然了，就我们这个世界哦，都是它充满了从罪来的这一些的。
Is kind of like the exceptions to Proverbs.
那当然，它就是跟这个有智慧的、丰满的生活是一个完全的相反的状态。
And Job, lots of exceptions. Bad things happen to Job.
对，那在约伯书上，我们也可以看到哦，他的日子真的是过得非常辛苦。
And that book offers wisdom for when we don't have answers to our suffering.
那当然，我们希望都能够在这个箴言书上呢，我们能够找到这生命之道。
But we're called to live God's way, no matter if good happens or bad happens.
所以呢，我们当我们愿意接受神呼召的生活的时候呢，是好是坏，我们都要跟随主。
So, again, this morning I encourage you the same way Proverbs does. If you want to get wisdom, it starts with desire.
所以呢，最重要的呢，就是我们心中要有一个这样的渴慕，渴慕要有智慧的生活。
You have to want wisdom and to live God's way.
你一定要先要有这样的渴望，渴慕有这样的生活。
And we all just ask for God's grace, the power of His Holy Spirit to seek out His way.
当然，这过程当中呢，我们求要求这个神的恩典，要他的同在，让我们过这样神圣生命的生活。
So, we're going to close this sermon right now, and my wife and I are just going to share a little bit about our ministry in Thailand.
那我的讲道就讲到这里哦。现在我要请我的夫人上来，来跟我们分享一下。
Oh, good morning again. Now up and down. Again, I'm Greg. I've just been speaking. And this is Rachel.
这是我的夫人 Rachel.
And we live in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
我们住在泰国的清迈。
And we do several different things. So I'm going to share first, very briefly, about what I do. And then Rachel will share about our family ministry and some of the other things we're involved in.
我们的家庭啊，事实上有很在很多的知识上面都有涉略哦。所以我一开始的时候，我先讲我的部分，然后再来再讲一下我们这个家庭他们所负责的知识。
There's a great educational need in Asia.
啊，就大家所知道的哦，在亚洲有这教育上面有非常多的需要。
There are, according to Operation World, around 26,000 people a day becoming Christians in Asia.
啊，据这个据数据上面统计呢。每天应该会有两，每天大概有两万六千人受洗。
And there's very little training available for them.
但是呢，这些人接受了神的生命之后呢，他们都没有机会能够更正进一步的在神的话语当中有装备。
And so our seminary is located in Thailand and is surrounded by many countries in Asia with persecution or limited access.
我们在所在的这个泰国呢，刚好是处在东南亚的中心。那身边的这个周遭的国家呢，有很多都是受基督徒受压迫的。
So our focus is on going out to our students. They do not come to us. We travel to teach them.
所以我们的职事呢，是我们到这些的国家当中，把神的话跟这个真理的装备带给他们。
And our focus is on training pastors and other Asian leaders to know the Bible well and to teach it well.
我们的对象呢，事实上是牧师，还有这些教会的领头的弟兄姊妹们。
And as I said, we travel to them to make education more accessible to them.
所以我们必须要旅行到他们所在的地方，然后把真理传授给他们。
Rachel's going to share a little bit more about her ministry and our family's ministry.
In Thailand, so these are our kids up on the screen. That's Christian.Abby, Isaac, and Hannah.
这是我们四个可爱的孩子哦。
And as a family, we want to reach out to those in our community.
啊，对，对我们家来说，这个社区的宣教也是非常重要的工作。
Thailand is 95% Buddhist, and so most of the people that we interact every day are Buddhist.
所以在泰国的话，95%的人是佛教徒，所以我在我们的周遭当中都是宣教的对象。
So as a family, we just want to be lights where we are, reaching out to those around us.
我们的呼召呢，就是不管我们到哪一个地方哦，我们都可以做当地的光。
The kids and I and Greg have helped at foster homes for kids with disabilities.
我们到当地的时候呢，我们就会接触这一些寄养家庭的孩子，还有这一些有特殊生长需要的家庭。
We've helped businesses like strawberry farmers or ladies with handicraft businesses further their businesses.
然后呢，我们也帮助当地的这些小生意人哦，有这些像这个草莓厂的啦，或者是手工艺小商店的地方。来帮助他们改善他们的生活。
We've even helped a widow harvest a rice field.
甚至呢，我们帮一个寡妇帮她种田。
So we do a lot of things in our community just to love those around us.
那我们的呼召呢，就是爱我们邻舍的人。
And during COVID, one of the things we did was help people with food.
那当然，在 COVID 当中有的人有突然有这些食物上面的需要，那我们就过去帮助他。
In Chiang Mai, 80% of businesses are tourism based.
那在泰国的话，80%是属于要仰赖观光业的。
So when the borders were closed, a lot of people lost their jobs and their sources of income.
所以因为在 COVID 的过程当中哦，很多这些观光业因此而失去他们养赖为生的
机
会。
So our house became a food pantry.
那我们的家，我们就借着这样的机会哦，把我们的家打开，变成他们的粮仓。
And we were able to hand out a lot of food and share the gospel with a lot of people through meeting their physical needs for food.
借着这个分享粮食的时候呢，我们可以把我们的这个福音哦，顺便也传递出去。
So that's how we serve as a family, meeting the spiritual needs of those around us. And Greg's already shared about meeting the educational needs of students.
这就是我们这个家哦，在一起同心合力的在一起的指示。那我们 Greg 弟兄也有分享一下他现在所目前教导的这事工。
Another way we help with educational needs is through a homeschool ministry.
那我们还有另外一个部分哦，就是在这个自学的团体，这也是我们的职场。
In Chiang Mai, international schools are extremely expensive.
在清迈呢，这真正的这个正式的国际学校是非常昂贵的。
So a lot of international families that live in Chiang Mai choose to homeschool.
那很多在清迈的家庭呢，他没有办法哦，只好在家里头自学。
So I lead on Monday mornings. I lead the Chiang Mai Homeschool Co-op.
那每一周早上的时候呢，我就会在这个自学团体，我来带领他们。
So we have about 150 children that are homeschooled that come to our building on Monday.
所以每天早上的时候呢，我们一开大门的时候，就有150个孩子来到我们当中。
And then they're broken up according to age and take classes.
那我们就他们年龄来帮他们分课哦。
And through this, it's a great encouragement to international families that live overseas.
所以这样子借此我们也来服侍这一些在海外宣教士跟他们的家庭。
We also do Bible studies at the co-op, and people have come to know Jesus through attending the co-op.
我们还有一些圣经小组，还有圣经研读的机会哦，让他们来认识神的话。
And the last ministry that we do together is youth ministry.
那我们夫妻还有一个特别特别的事工哦，就是对我们青少年的事工。
So this is similar to what we did at Dayton Chinese Church and Long Island Abundant Life Church.
那这个就很像我们在这里，在这个 Dayton 教会的时候的事工。
And so we just love the international students. We have about 60 that come to youth group.
所以在青少年的时候，我们大概平均大概有60个孩子在我们当中。
And we do Bible studies and fun activities and serve in our community with the teenagers.
所以我们一起读经，一起祷告，然后一起做一些社区的活动，然后还有有好玩的游戏。
Just before we go, we wanted again to thank Indie Chinese for partnering with us. And when we think about what a true gospel partnership is, there's three parts.
在这里呢，我要借着这个机会跟大家说声感谢，谢谢你们跟我们长期的这段时间以来一起的同工。
And the first part is prayer.
当然一开始的时候呢，谢谢你们为着我们一直的祷告。
So we want to just encourage you to pray for us. You can pick up at our table back there is a prayer magnet.
在外面呢，我们有设一个小桌子，这个小桌子后面这有一个后面有个小磁铁的，那上面有我们的这个资料。
We are always praying for you as well.
那当然，你们也一直都在我们的祷告当中。
The other way you can help with our ministry is knowing what's going on.
那当然还有另外一个方式哦，就是怎么样来参与我们的这在当地的事工呢？另外一个就是能够在这个当中，真正能够了解我们在做的事工。
On the first of every month, we send out an email newsletter.
每个月的第一个礼拜，我们都会把我们这整周的月报送出去给大家。
If you would like to receive that, there are cards in the back.And you can give us your email address, and we'll add you to the list.
那如果你们想要收到这样的资讯呢，就麻烦你们也把你们的联络方式写给我们，那我们就可以定期来告诉你们我们的状况。
You can also like the Ruijing Training Leaders in Asia Facebook page, and you'll get updates that way as well if you prefer it that way.
那我们还有一个脸书的这个网页哦，所以如果你到那边去的话，你也可以定期的收到我们的资料。
The last part of a true gospel partnership is giving.
那当然啦，在这当中我们也少不了要需要大家一起的侍奉，在财务上面的给出。
One of the ways that Asia Biblical Theological Seminary makes our education accessible is that none of the professors are paid.
那你要知道，在我们这个神学院当中啊，我们这些教授们其实是不知心的。
We are all supported missionaries, so we do not have to pass on those costs to our students.
那因为我们大部分的学生都是这些宣教士，所以他们也不知心。那我们的部分就希望说，不给他们再来经济上面的负担。
And that's only possible through gospel partnerships with places like you guys and individuals.
那我们这事工要怎么样能够继续往前呢？就少不了是大家一起在财务上面的摆上。
We want to thank you again for your partnership. And if you are interested in partnering individually with us, there's also on the card a box that you can check. And we will contact you.
如果在这个当中呢，你们大家有这样特别对我们的事工有负担的话，那就请你们留下你们的资讯，可以让我们继续跟你们保持联系。
We still have about a $300 deficit per month that we need to raise before we return to Thailand in August.
那老实说，我们现在每个月大概有差不多再有300块钱的这个摆上的话呢，我们就能够继续我们的事工。
We want to thank you so much again for the chance to be with you and share with you this morning.
我们真的很感谢这样的机会，可以跟弟兄姊妹同在，跟你们分享我们的事工。
And for your partnership with us.
谢谢你们，是我们的好伙伴。
I think we have a short video.
那我们这里
有 It's amazing how God can take.It's amazing how God can take brokenness and pain and turn it into something good. When I was 16, I felt like there was no reason to continue living, but there was no hope for me.
When I was 16, I was in a car accident, which took away my ability to walk and the life of my sister.
But God completely turned my life around and saved me. Later that year, as a young Christian, I felt a very strong call to missions.
Despite these tragedies,God showed me his faithfulness and loving kindness, and I desire to share that incredible hope with others. Greg and I met in college and got married shortly after. We have four beautiful children, Christian, Abby, Isaac, and Hannah. As a family, we live in Thailand, and our purpose is to share Jesus Christ with the world.
People ask us why we left our comfortable lives in America to move our family overseas, and the answer is that,There's a great need for training leaders in this part of the world. There are over 26,000 people a day becoming Christians in Asia, and we want to be a part of providing for their needs. Many people don't understand the kind of persecution that Christians around the world go through. We've had the chance to talk with believers who have had guns to their heads, they've been beaten, they've lost family members, they've had to flee for their lives as refugees. But to these believers, the gospel's worth it. It's worth going through that pain.To know Christ and to bring his message to the world. Our family is strategically located in Thailand, which is surrounded by countries where Christians face intimidation, prison, and even death for being followers of Christ. These believers have decided to follow Jesus no matter the cost, and we're placed in a central location where they can come and receive training.
The greatest need in Asia is for discipleship. There are thousands of people coming to Christ on a daily basis, but they lack a firm foundation.Our ministry exists to give believers a strong theological foundation so that they are equipped to do ministry and to expand God's kingdom.
We want to see a strong Asian church where believers have the tools and the knowledge they need to go and reach their own people. I teach with Asia Biblical Theological Seminary, and our goal is to provide training for pastors and Asian leaders so they can go back to their churches and provide a firm biblical foundation.So that those people can then go out and share the gospel effectively in Asia.
Greg and I are also training the next generation of believers. We lead the international youth group at our church, and so we're pouring into teens on a weekly basis. I lead an elementary chapel, so I'm sharing the gospel with little ones. At home, we're homeschooling our four children, so we're training them to be leaders wherever God places them in the future.We want our kids to understand that the gospel is worth everything. And it's exciting to see them praying for unbelieving families that we know and looking for opportunities to share the gospel with their friends.
We are training leaders in Asia to have an impact in this part of the world. We would love for you to come alongside of us and be part of God's story in Asia.
God did an incredible work in our lives. We're privileged to be a part of bringing the hope of the gospel to others.
Join us. God is doing amazing things.